Yo. What's good? Welcome to the Sci-Fi Podcast episode 10? 9. It's 9. Episode 9. So this might be a little different than usual of my last couple or three podcasts. Man, this is going to be the therapy episode, because your man is lost, because I am tired, I am burnt, I am so behind, mostly just behind on YouTube and my podcast, and I don't know. I don't know what the future of this podcast is going to be, but I'm going to carry it until I die. It's going to happen. I'm committed to this podcast. Like I said, the dream podcast is I have my people on this, David, Josh, Blake. But, when that day happens. When that day happens of us four on that po on a podcast, that will be the start of the real podcast. That will be when the world collides or blows up. But until then, I'm carrying this podcast. It's named the Sci-Fi Podcast for a reason. It's my podcast. Man, I haven't recorded a podcast since early May, but I have like a little schedule on my YouTube channel, like do this, do that, and I haven't posted anything in a month, and like I need to get like, man. I need to get caught up. I'm catching up big time today and like tomorrow-ish. But it's just gonna have to. I've just had so much fun the past 4 weeks that I have to get back to like, all right, get back to your roots. YouTube is your roots. Man. It's just a lot of life stuff happened the past 4 weeks. Nothing bad. It's just like so much fun, celebration. Like I graduated college, which is crazy. May 17th. My birthday was a couple of days ago. That was crazy. The NBA Finals is happening, which is a huge deal to me. It's currently happening. Oh yeah, I went to the Northeast for like 5 days. So like every week was like some huge thing that I had to do. So okay, let's look at my schedule. I got my schedule for all my YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the Spotify people that are listening, and Apple and all the other podcast listening apps. I don't know. Shout out to all y'all. But let's look at my schedule. So, first week of May, I think I made a YouTube video, blah, blah, blah. But second week of May, that was finals week. That was wild. Mostly because of this one assignment. Let me take a sip. All right, so I had this one assignment. It was our portfolio. It was due May 8th. This was one of those classes where literally there was one big assignment and this was it. It was finals. And this is such a stupid class. This was the stupidest class I've ever had. Because, like I said, we had one assignment for our whole class. like this was 50% of our grade, but the other 50% was just like participation and like showing up, like literally. This was one of those classes where all business majors had to take at my university to graduate. Shout out DBU, go Pats. And so I, you know me, I put this class to the side. I put it in the backyard. I did not care for this class whatsoever. So that our portfolio was basically an 8-page essay. And we had three topics to choose from. It was either going to be Harley Davidson or something else, I was like, I've never heard of the other two companies. I'm just going to do Harley. And I was just looking at random stuff. I was just like, I don't care about this assignment. Because I got like three other classes to like focus on. And so with this portfolio assignment, I was like, okay, let's just look up the most random facts. We had to like just put business analysis stuff. I already forgot what we had to put on there. Yeah, I don't even know. All I know is that I was just looking at random facts about this company. Random things. Oh, we had to solve the issues. So we'd be like, oh, what's their issue? And then next, what did we have to do about the issue? And then third, what's our official plan? So the Harley-Davidson, basically their main problems were the lack of diversity and lack of international business. And so basically you had to like put that on the first couple pages, and the next couple pages would be like, all right, what are we going to do about it? And then the last part is like, all right, what's the plan? And so I was just like, fam, there's a bunch of white people getting Harley Davidsons. And I was like, all right, just make new products. Because, you know, Harley Davidson is such a like old school company where there's like their main customers are old or middle-aged white people. And, you know, there's no black, Hispanic, Asian part of it in the company. So I was like, all right. Make new products. What else did I put? Make new products, be in more cool commercials. Because, oh, they like young adults as well. Be in more, like, cool atmospheres. I even, like, was like, they need to sponsor music festivals like Coachella or Rolling Loud. I think that's what it's called, South By. All those festivals, because those are like all the bougie 25-year-olds go to. So I was like, all right, do that. And you know, honestly, sponsoring music festivals would take care of international business as well. Let me just stop talking about this assignment. So I was just looking at random stuff. I just like those 8 pages were just ugh. I just threw up on those pages. So yeah, that was that basically. And then like the other two, I had like two finals, and I, since I was graduating, I had to do it like early. For some reason, I don't know. It's just some graduation thing. They gotta like make sure. So I had to do. So I basically had this portfolio, one final online, and then another final online, all in the span of 3 days. So, yeah, that was crazy. Moving on to next week. So, that next week was a lot of fun. I did so much social stuff for my introvert self. My introvert self is hating me because I went out so much. I went out every night. I looked it up. Every night from the 12th to the 18th, I went out. Like, hanging with people, you know, like, that bittersweet feeling kicked in because I was like, man, this is my last time, like, hanging with some of these people. I'm not sick, by the way. I don't know why I'm, like, I think I'm just, but I was like, man, like, I want to see these all these people again. Like, I'm not gonna. What is it called? I hate losing friends, but I'll go out my way. I'm a very go out my way type of person to keep friendships. Is that like a bad thing? I don't know. Because I put friendships like very top priority. And so I was like, man, like, I don't know if I'm going to see some of these people again or be with these people. You know, it's just like, I was just making sure. That week, I was like, I'm going to go all out before graduation because we had no school assignments. So I was like, all right, let's go crazy. And so my brother and my niece came in the night before graduation. And then graduation started. Man, graduation was such a weird feeling. I don't know. I think it's just because I didn't put graduation on top priority. I didn't want to make it a big deal. But when you have people around you saying it's like the biggest deal of your life, it's just like, what's wrong with my emotions type of thing. And how many minutes are we into this pod? Okay, we're 12 minutes into this podcast. Golly. This might be a whole therapy 30-minute episode real quick. 30, 45 minute. I think, yeah, that's how my time span is. Yeah, so I was just like surrounded by friends and family. And the next day I had a grad party with the fam. And yeah, graduating college is very different from high school because with high school, a lot of high school graduation parties are, you know, anytime the week after, but like all of everybody's graduation party for college is like the day of or the day after, no in between. And so, you know, all my other friends had grad parties to go to, or like they were out and about working and stuff like that. And so I was just like, it was just weird just having a grad party with my family. I mean, it's great. Great to have my family with me. But, you know, it'd be cool to have like a couple friends. But I was a little bit sad a couple friends couldn't make it. But that's that. But I was just kind of glad to get the graduation part out of my system. It's just, you know, life. So the next week of May, went to the Northeast. Whew. Wow, that was a tiring trip, but fun. Very, very fun. So basically, main reason we went, so we bought plane, me and a couple friends bought plane tickets. Shout out to David and Blake. A couple months ago, because one of our friends was supposed to graduate from the Naval Academy, like the actual one in Annapolis. But things came up in his life, overwhelmingness. There's a lot of stress. I mean, it's the Naval Academy. They're one of the strictest schools in the country, in the world. And, you know, when you make one little mistake, they just like, oh, banned. You know, it's like, not banned. Wasn't banned. But basically, I think his situation now is currently like he'll graduate 3 months afterwards. He'll graduate in August instead of like May because they have a whole graduation week. And they were like, oh, you made a little couple mistakes. And so you can't graduate with your friends and like the whole graduation week. Because the thing in August they have is like a little bitty graduation. It's like there's no really huge celebration like this whole week in May with the normal graduation. And so since all of that stuff happened, we're like, well, since he's not graduating this upcoming Friday, I don't really want to like move our tickets to August. That'd be a whole deal. And you know, we already had these days set out and planned. So we just like, you know what, let's just go out there, chill, visit some other cities, go up to Philly, maybe New York. So we're like, okay, let's just get some B&Bs and make it work. So that's what we did. So we flew in, we flew into Baltimore. So we went from Tuesday to Sunday. We were supposed to come back Saturday, but that's a whole story. Tuesday through Sunday. So Tuesday, we got to Baltimore, and then we went to DC. And then back to Baltimore to sleep, because that's where our Airbnb was. And then the Wednesday, we just stayed in the Baltimore area all day, chilled. And then we also got to see our Navy friend. Went to Annapolis, shout out Hayden, and chilled with him for a little bit. That was really fun. And the next day, Thursday, David Blake and I caught a Greyhound to Philly. Walked around Philly. Philly was awesome. Awesome. And then next day, Friday, had another whole day in Philly. We got an Airbnb in downtown. And so we literally were just on the streets of Philly all day, every day, that Thursday and Friday. Saturday, we went from Baltimore. We caught a Greyhound back from Philly to Baltimore. And then, what was it? And then we flew from Baltimore to Detroit. And we were supposed to fly from Detroit to Dallas, but our flight got canceled. And I was sad because I was like, fam, I don't want to be in Detroit, Michigan. One of the most depressing, probably the most depressing city in the country. And I was just like, dog, I'm bummed. I was really bummed. And it wasn't even because of the cancellation. I was just like, dog, I don't want to be in Detroit. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. But no choice. We got these vouchers, and they gave us like food stuff, hotel vouchers. So it's like, let's just crash. And we slept hard that night. Because we were like, we're not going out to Detroit. What we look like? What we look like going out to Detroit? And then the next day, Sunday, they moved our flight. We went around the world, basically. We went from Detroit to Orlando. And then Orlando, finally back to Dallas. I was so tired. We basically flew 5 hours straight. Because when we landed in Orlando, our flight took off and the next, like 30 minutes later to Dallas. Oh man. What a tiring week. I'm trying to think of my favorite night. Honestly, my favorite day was Friday. We went to all these places. I was just looking up stuff on Yelp. I was like, all right, popsicle shop, candy shop, ice cream shop, music school, park, Buffalo Exchange, other shopping strip, cool bar, another cool bar, and then rooftop bar, and then we went back to around our Airbnb and we went to other bars, and then boom, it was just, oh, we went to penitentiary also that day. That was a crazy day. we walked, we I think we walked 12 miles. But it was worth it. It was worth it. Yeah, that was definitely – Philly was – Philly was definitely – I've never been to Philly. And I've been to Baltimore and D.C. before, so I was like – it was cool. Well, Philly was cool to be around. You know, it's I didn't realize it was the sixth most popular city in the country. So that's what got – I didn't realize that until, like, we got there. I was like, okay. I love huge cities. I love chaos. I just love chaos. And so when there's, like, a bunch of people and, like, people walking in the streets, it's just a lot going on. Okay. We're still talking about May, by the way. This is just how crazy my life has been. And then the next week, May 27th through the 31st, I had to move my from my college campus. Since I graduated, I can't live there anymore. So our lease is up May 31st, and then June 1st is when they start the new year cycle. And so I was like, I gotta move all my stuff. And that was a lot because I also had to clean this room because I'm moving back with my family. And so, you know, this room has been super dirty for the last 4 years with all my high school stuff, elementary stuff. And I was like, all right, I'm cleaning this room. Whether, and I'm trashing stuff that I don't need. And I went berserk that Tuesday and Wednesday. I bought some boxes from Home Depot, and I was like, all right, trash, donation. And I cleaned this room up. This room is pretty clean, by the way. Like, y'all might not think it's a little bit clean for my YouTube people, but it is clean. Y'all should see, I don't want to like move my stuff, but it is so much cleaner right now. But it still needs a little bit more work. I still got stuff in the garage for my brownstone. And so, you know, I was like, man. And that took 3 days to move stuff. So much stuff. So much stuff. I didn't realize how many shoes I had. Oh my gosh. Because in high school, I went to like this big basketball academy and I got shoes galore in high school. And so like my feet didn't really grow in college, maybe like a half a size or one size, but like I could still fit in some of these shoes. And so I was like, dog, I don't need shoes ever. And so they're not all like super clean though, but like some of them are a little bit dirty, scratched up, but you can barely tell. And so I was like, fam, I got so many shoes. I got too many shoes. I was trying to like throw some away, but I was like, these are still pretty good quality. So yeah, you might be catching me with some shoes you've never seen before. And like, oh, are those new shoes? Like, nope. Had this my sophomore year of high school and I could still kind of fit in them. So yeah, that was tiring. So that literally took all week. And so with my birthday coming up, I was like, I gotta make plans. It sucks because like all my people are like kind of gone from college and like, you know. So I was like, all right, I'm not gonna have like a party with like a bunch of acquaintances. I was gonna go out to Deep Ellum. Saturday night, before that, NBA Finals started that Thursday night, May 30th. And so, you know, I stopped everything for the NBA Finals. And so Raptors won, crazy. The whole Drake situation, I love it, love it. So funny. And then the day after May 31st, Friday, I went to my housemate's wedding, one of my old housemates' wedding. It's really nice, really cool. And the next day, some friends and I went to Austin. This one person I know She had like this really good deal at this hotel, and she was like, let's go to Austin. I was like, all right. I was like, okay, I'm not going to drive. Yeah. Don't really want to drive. And she was like, all right, cool. I'll drive. And then we went out to Austin. We got there like at 2, kind of just chilled around, went to all these places, I think. Yeah, went to some food places. Went to the pool that was there at the hotel. Really cool. It was in downtown, so it was like a nice view. And then went out to 6th Street. And it was pretty wild. I can't front. It was wild. My night consisted of a lot of dancing. And honestly, a lot of people were just getting me drinks. That's the one bad thing about birthdays. People hear it's your birthday and they're like, oh, I gotta buy you 20 shots. It was too much. It was too much. it was 6th Street. Austin is one of the most wild streets in the country. And, you know, my birthday is the first weekend of June. So, you know, everybody's coming out for summer, partying it up. And I was like, you know what? Whatever. And so, because it was the night before my birthday, but like, you know, it was midnight and it was like, oh, it's his birthday. And then from like 12 to 2, and then the bars stopped at 2, and then went back to the hotel, crashed. It was definitely a crazy night. It was fun. Super fun. Glad I went. And then, what was it? Sunday we came back. And then June 3rd, yesterday, I helped out with this gym. And then today, June 4th. And there we go. That's been my life the past 4 weeks. Finals, graduation, Northeast, moving, birthday. And I'm tired. My introvert self is taking a stand. Way too tired. So that's that. That's basically my whole 20, 30. How long are we into this episode? 28 minutes? So that's my 28-minute explanation of why my YouTube, my podcast has been slacking. And honestly, I am ready to be back into my routine. I'll get back into being into the wildness again, but I need like 2 to 3 days of just like nothing. And me just living, helping out this gym, helping out at these concerts. It's my way of getting into these concerts for free, so I can, like, you know, there's an Anderson .Paak concert next Wednesday. I want to go to try to get into. NBA Finals is about to wrap up, and yeah, so this was a very personal podcast. super rare. Next episode or either the by the way, my podcasts are I'm trying to do a once a week podcast, but since I hadn't recorded one since first week of May, I'm like punishing myself in a way where, like, all right, well, you're gonna catch up whether you like it or not. You know, it's just a good like consequence for myself, just to like push me more. And so there's gonna be a lot of podcast episodes these next 2 to 3 weeks. Some of them might be just me. Half of them might be with some other people. So, you know, this month is going to be a catch-up podcast type of vibe on this YouTube channel, my podcast channel. And so maybe in July I'll start back with just one podcast a week. I don't want to go too crazy. I've never wanted to record multiple podcasts in a week. I just want to start slow. But since I haven't done one in so long, it's just like, all right, get with it. All right, let's wrap up this episode. So, you know, song of the week or song of what you're feeling and coolest thing. So my song of the week is Birds by Denzel Curry featuring Rick Ross. The instrumental is the nastiest beat I have heard in so long. It's so it's like an alarm siren instrumental. It's so nasty. Ugh. So that, it's so nasty. So shout out to Denzel Curry for his new album, Zoo, I think is what it's called. And it is just so nasty. Y'all need to listen. And coolest thing has to be this room. This room has great lighting. This room is just fun. I've had it for so long, but it's just my home. I can think. I can dream. I can make goals. I can do anything I want in this room. My mentality goes super up because I'm like, I can do anything I want in this world, even if I have no experience. And, you know, cleaning this room, it just makes it even more. Or it just makes it even better. So I'm super thankful for this room. This is like my home base. You know, I'm going to be traveling, going to maybe school somewhere else. But wherever I go in life, this room will be my home base. I will be here always, once every 2 weeks. Always. Wherever I go. And so, you know, this room is just a lot to me. And yeah, so that's about that. So it's been an interesting, rare podcast, episode 9. I think that's what I said. So yeah. My NBA Finals prediction right now, it's tied up 1-1. I think it's going to be Warriors in 6. I think Warriors going to win these next 2. Raptors will win at home game 5. And then Warriors will win at home game 6. So, yeah, I think everybody's just freaking out. It's just so funny that with the Warriors, like, they're all their injuries, and I'm still like, they still have 3 All-Stars that can play. They're still going to win. Like, that's just how amazing, legendary they are. But, you know, whatever. So, with all that being said, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This has been an episode of the Stratify Podcast. Have a good one. Enjoy your own ride and peace.